Darling, you're home. I missed... sorry? Okay, I wasn't expecting that. No, there's no llama here. Llama? Are you okay? I mean, I know today was going to be rough at work, but a llama? Are you alarmed? Yeah, okay, I know that was shit, but come on. A llama? Seriously? What? Oh, that's Mittens. That's Mittens. No, don't call him a llama. He's a bit sensitive, you know, after the... He's an alpaca. An alpaca. Of course there's an alpaca in the kitchen. Where else would he be? Okay, you're starting to worry me now. Just take a seat. Are you okay? It's not a llama! Look. Darling. He's... Look, in the war, it was... The war, you know, the war between the llamas and the alpacas. Look, it's just would you stop calling him a llama? He's not a llama, he's an alpaca. Look, his full title is Baron Mittens von Wollenstein. Von Wollenstein? Of the Hungarian von... Really? You don't know a lot about history. I guess when you're that pretty, it doesn't really matter. No, I didn't just insult you. Well, I mean, maybe if you squint, it was an insult, but you're very pretty. Look, it's fine. Just don't bring up the war and don't call him a llama. You okay, Mittens? Would you like another sandwich? A sandwich? A cucumber sandwich? He's a baron! He's kind of posh, but completely not stuck up. He's lovely. Mittens is lovely. Biscuits? No, the biscuits are for Portly. Are you confused? Oh, you poor thing. You really do work too hard. What's he doing here? Well, obviously he's waiting for dinner. Okay, I'm worried about you. Did you not get any of my messages? My messages? I left about 4 messages with your assistant. What? I don't have a problem with her. She's fine. She's just a hussy who wants to steal you away from me, but I'm fine with it. I'm fine. But I did leave you 4 messages. Well, it's a good thing you're sitting down. We had a slight incident today at the supermarket. No, not like last time. No. Sergei wasn't with us, so it was fine. I was down the tea aisle, and apparently I was taking a bit too long to make my selection because Portly wanted his biscuits. So, without me knowing, Portly toddled off to the biscuit aisle, and... Well, Portly... he had a bit of a... traumatizing experience. No, he did not step on a scale, and that's mean. So mean. And it's not funny. Shut up. So, Portly... well, he wanted custard creams, of course, because they're his favourite, because you're adorable, Portly. But they were on the top shelf, and obviously Portly is short in stature, so... He was actually quite... ingenious in a way. He thought that if he kind of headbutted the shelf that the custard creams would fall down, which actually is a very good plan. Unfortunately, Portly kind of like a little furry battering ram, and he was running full pelt, and he got attacked by Don't say the word. He's traumatized. Poor little thing. As soon as I heard the commotion, I just ran over. Well, I didn't run over straight away. Okay, I spent 5 minutes choosing tea. What? I know. I feel really bad about it. I feel so bad. But, you know, and then when I finally did go, that was Portly, surrounded by Oreos, and I just feel so guilty. I mean, what do I love more, Portly or tea? Actually, don't ask me that. Do I love you more than tea? Poor Portly was just traumatised. What? I'm not changing the subject. Portly was traumatised. Anyway, moving on. I rescued him, but he's been out of sorts all day. So I took him to the vet. Okay, I googled it. I know you don't have to say it, but I couldn't get him to leave the house. Poor little thing, he's just traumatised. I mean, he got hit right in the snores with a packet of Oreos. Poor little thing. So I googled it, and apparently if you have trauma, you know, emotional support animals can help. Hence, Mittens. Mittens. He's Portly's emotional support alpaca. Emotional support alpaca. What? No, I'm not joking. I mean, look at Portly. He's back to his old lovable self. I mean, Mittens has been a godsend. And it gets even better. You know when we're running away from supermarkets because we've been banned? No, that doesn't happen. You know when we go for walks and sometimes Portly's little legs get tired? Well, oh, okay. Are you ready? Portly, up! Portly can ride Mittens! Oh, this is amazing. Portly can now reach... Oh, I didn't think about that. That means that Portly can now reach the cookie jar. Well, we'll just have to hide it. What? No, Portly, we weren't talking about the cookie jar. No! So... No. I don't think it's strange to come home and find that your corgi has an emotional support animal. I think it shows that we are a loving household. I only have one concern. What? No, I'm just worried about Sergei. What? No, Mittens and Sergei get on fantastically. I mean, oh, it's so sweet to see the three of them so happy and playing together. Well, I say... playing. They're actually trying to teach Portly how to hold a knife. It's adorable. What? I like knives! God, you're so judgy. No, the problem is that now Sergei wants an emotional support animal. I mean, he thinks it's time to kick the addiction to sardines, but he wants a little bit of support, so we're gonna have to find something for him. Darling? Darling, why are you banging your head against the table? Darling, stop. Oh, you poor thing. Look, why don't you go and have a nice hot shower and I'll cook dinner and then we can just have a nice meal. Yes, with Mittens. He's not alarmed. Mittens, I am so sorry. He's not a llama. He's a highly trained alpaca with a vicious streak. He's a von Wollenstein. Oh, look. I know you've had a hard day, so I'm just going to let this go. So just go and have a shower. Just go. Go. Oh, I think Sergei's having a swim in the bathtub, so you might have to, Darling? Where are you going? Darling? Poor thing. You know... I think they might need an emotional support animal too. Ooh, you've got a brother. Might be an idea. Oh, would you like another sandwich? Not a problem. Thank you, Mittens.